This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 241 for Wednesday, January 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was trading to both sides of unchanged Wednesday morning, although the bias is lower as speculative long liquidation continues to weigh on prices. Canola steady to down $2.50, March down $2.50 at $992.70 per ton. Early strength in the Canadian dollar and a lack of significant end-user demand, as buying interest has been rationed at current levels, contributed to the declines. However, the losses came despite a firmer tone in the Chicago soy complex. Malaysian palm oil was also up overnight, while European rapeseed was mixed. The Bank of Canada left its key overnight interest rate unchanged in a policy announcement this morning. Some traders had expected to see a hike this month in order to counter rising inflation. The U.S. Federal Reserve makes its own policy announcement later today. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, corn holding steady, and wheat posting sharp declines. General strength in world vegetable oil markets kept soybeans supported the March contract, up 9 cents at $14.16 per bushel. Improving weather conditions for developing soybean crops in Argentina and advancing harvest pressure from Brazil did put some pressure on values, tempering the gains. Corn, it's being pulled in two directions today, finding support from soybeans, but also getting pulled the other way by wheat. March corn down a half cent in early trade at 6.19 and a half per bushel. The mounting tensions between Russia and Ukraine remain at the forefront of the grain markets, as the two countries are both major exporters. Wheat is lower, seeing a correction after recent gains. Minneapolis down 26 cents in the March contract at 9.21 per bushel, Kansas City down 21 cents in March at 8.13 per bushel, and Chicago wheat down 22 cents in March at 7.95 per bushel. While the Russia-Ukraine situation remained supportive, profit-taking was enough to weigh on wheat prices today. A snowstorm bringing much-needed moisture to dry areas of Kansas was also bearish. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, January 26th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.